Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, guys, welcome to another Comic Book Store Adventure here at Sketchbook Comics. I'm actually joined this week by our dear friend Ryan Firefly. McFirefly. Always get the name wrong.
Woohoo!
He's not branded properly.
That's right.
K. Stu's also sitting here.
I am.
And, of course, we're here with our good friend Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. I have to be here, otherwise you'd all be out front.
That's right. That's right. So, big news yesterday, Marvel announced more movies, including an Ant-Man and Wasp movie.
They did.
Have you seen Ant-Man yet?
I have not.
Good movie. I liked it more than Avengers Age of Ultron. I thought it had more heart to it. So I'm excited there's a sequel to it.
I can see that, yeah.
Ryan, what did you think of Ant-Man?
I enjoyed it. Like, I mean, I've heard of the comic, like, the character growing up, but I enjoyed the movie. I really can't wait to see what they have in store for him. Like, I'm sorry, like, spoiler alert for those that may have not have seen it, like, the fight scene between Falcon and him on the roof, that I laughed, like, just the fact that, oh, I'm so-and-so, like... You don't introduce yourself when you're trying to steal something. Like,
well, I'm a dad, so obviously the father and daughter stuff was great, and I just thought it had a lot of heart. And
Thomas
and more,
the Train.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm excited. There's going to be a sequel, including the Wasp in it.
I want to see what is it, Lily
Evangeline.
In that costume.
Like,
oh yeah,
that's going to be pretty badass.
Or is it Lily Evangeline?
I can't.
I don't know.
Yeah. Lily.
Is it Evangeline?
Freckles from Lost.
So. Yeah.
Now, what do you think the other three movies might be? Like, do you think
the
they're going
two?
Something to rich? Is it another two or three?
Yeah, they said they announced three.
Oh, okay.
With one of them being Ant-Man. And there's been conflicting reports, but they've added some movies. I don't know. My guess is we'll probably see some sequels to things. The fact that they pushed back Captain Marvel.
And Black Panther.
No, Panther got pushed forward, I think.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
cool.
It got pushed forward to February of 2018.
Okay.
Part of it, I was like, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Panther closer. But I wouldn't be shocked if they try and fit in a Black Widow. I personally have the opinion that they screwed things up hard with, what's her name, who plays Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
and a lot of people have been asking, like, why are you segregating, like, her story? Like, I not only just this year found out, like, how she became. Like, I didn't know that she was being trained, like, as a kid.
You know what? If they can't give her a solo movie, I'd like to see a Black Widow and Hawkeye team-up movie, maybe.
Either way, you would think there is enough interest in that character to give her her own movie.
Yeah.
She's a proven movie star. But instead, they decided to announce we're going to do Captain Marvel with who knows who we'll use. So maybe not knowing, maybe an actual
Oh, God,
name.
I hope not.
I actually like her.
Need an actress.
She needs to become a better actress before that happens.
Well, you've got to remember, she's only... The film was Expendables 3,
yep.
Right?
I was fine with her in that.
Oh, right, right.
Yep.
So, I mean, I thought she was okay. I mean...
She's fine in it, yeah.
In Fast and the Furious 7, that wasn't really a lot of talking, really. She was just the bodyguard.
Yeah, and she was in Entourage.
All right, I'll give...
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep. But she needs to become a better actress, period. That's not a knock on her, it's just... This isn't her first career, so she needs to get better at it before she can be Captain Marvel and headline it. But the fact of the matter is, I 100% believe that if Black Widow had been announced as its own movie franchise, Scarlett Johansson never signs on for Ghost in the Shell. She doesn't. That's a franchise in itself. That was basically her saying, okay, you're not going to give me a franchise. I'm just going to be a co-star in other people's movies. I'll just move on. And now I think they're backpedaling and trying to shore her up for the future. So I wouldn't be shocked if one of those three movies is, you know, if one is Ant-Man and Wasp, Black Widow I would hope would be another one.
Yeah, but isn't that going to conflict with Ghost in the Shell? Because that's...
Yes, it could.
So they're going to take a chance. In no
yes,
way
it could.
Would they be able to replace. I'm sorry.
You can't replace any of them.
So
they're going to have to try, though.
Like, if you look at with Logan, like Wolverine.
Yep.
Like, Hugh Jackman, I think, definitely stepped, like, that's Wolverine. Yep. Like, I know with remakes nowadays is a thing, which I think is freaking retarded, but...
No R-word, please.
What's that?
No R-word, please.
Edit.
Sorry. That's but, good. You know, you guys know what I mean. It's like, when you have an actor
that's my PSA for the moment.
When you have an actor that definitely fulfills that role, even when the fact that Hugh Jackman wasn't even supposed to play Wolverine. It was, he played a Mission Impossible.
Dude, Gray Scott.
Doug Gray Scott.
Doug Gray Scott.
Which is... a great actor unto himself, but
unfortunately, he's going to a direct-to-video career.
He was on Desperate Housewives.
Yeah,
but no, just I think having like the Robert Downey Jr.
Why do you know that?
I don't know. I don't know.
So.
Time out. You totally know. I'm calling you out.
I used to watch it.
You watched it until the end. You watched it after I did.
Fair enough.
That's anyhow. Getting back
yeah,
to Ryan.
Replacing characters is...
That's at that point,
you need some space.
Yeah,
you need some space.
Like, I mean, obviously with the X-Men, again, sort of off topic, but doing what they did with the younger generation, I think that you can do. Obviously, yeah. You need the younger actors for that, but... You gotta figure though, not to say like the Scarlett Johansson and the guy that played Hawkeye,
Jeremy Renner.
Like I mean, Renner, they're not getting they're any younger. No. So I mean, the longer you push it,
when it comes to those Avengers
in Hollywood,
you can't replace the actor.
No,
you can't have a new Steve Rogers. You can't have a new Tony Stark. You can't have a new Black Widow, whose real name is slipping my mind completely right now.
Natasha
Romanoff.
Yeah.
You might be able to get away with replacing Hawkeye, Clint Barton. You might, because his parts have been so small.
Yeah, can you replace the Hulk? Only 3 times.
Yeah. But you can't replace... Fine, how do you replace Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man? You don't. You've got to give that at least 10 years of nothing.
At least, I hope they never do, but yeah.
You can replace Captain America... But you can't replace Steve Rogers. You have to go to the Bucky Captain America. Or I guess the Falcon one. God help us if they do that. I'm not a fan of the Falcon Captain America. To me, it's still like Green Lantern going, I'm not going to be Green Lantern anymore. I'm going to be Batman. You can replace the title. You know, you can have a new Iron Man. You can have, what's his name? Rhodes. James Rhodes step in as Iron Man.
Oh, right, Rhodey.
But you can't replace Tony Stark. So you can't replace Robert Downey Jr. You can't replace Chris Evans. You can't replace Chris Hemsworth. You're stuck with those guys, which is why I think they're in the situation that they're in now, which is they have got everything banked on who Spider-Man is. You know, this kid has got to be right because he's going to carry things for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange. He is such a phenomenal actor, and we've talked about it before, probably even on the podcast.
Oh, we have.
You know, Doctor Strange is not a tentpole character. Unless they do something phenomenal with him, he's not a tentpole. He's boring.
Which I'm surprised they, again, I only know a little bit because Doctor Strange was on the X-Men cartoon back in the day. So that was my first.
And he had a crappy 70s TV movie.
Yes.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yes, so
he
I'm
you can look it on YouTube.
Like, I'm surprised they actually.
I don't recommend it, though.
No.
That character, whenever you look at other characters. But the fact that they do have.
But how
him
do
as
you.
A character, but it's going to be interesting.
Chris Evans has gone on the record as saying he wants to retire from acting and be a director. You can't keep paying Robert Downey Jr. these sums of money.
Did you hear about the rumored cost for Age of Ultron? Or not Age of Ultron, the Infinity Stones sequel? Yeah, I heard the budget, because it's broken up into two movies. I guess the Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet, whatever it's called.
Infinity War.
$2 billion, and I guess Robert Downey Jr. has half the actor's budget.
You can't keep doing that.
No, you can't.
There's no way they make that back.
Because you know the other actors are going to want increases as they go along.
If they spend $2 million on those two movies, that will be the end of Marvel Studios.
Oh, probably.
Thing is, yeah, but look at the amount of money they get back.
They'll make about $1 billion a movie.
Yeah. You think that's all they're going to make?
How long?
That's how much the
that's a gamble,
make.
Man. That's what. What did the first Avengers make?
That was the first one to make $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't make sense to spend $1 billion. Then
it doesn't.
Because that you're
no, it
like
doesn't.
Breaking even.
Yeah, at best you're breaking even. Even if it makes $1.1 billion, then what have you made? Like an extra It's the markup isn't that, like the returns aren't there. Who spends $1,000 to make $100?
True.
It doesn't make any sense. So if those numbers are right, Marvel is going to implode.
I hope not.
I lean towards the odds are those numbers are probably wrong.
So let's hope quite a bit. Well, I want to see like their list of movies. Like, oh my god! Like, I just hope the DC ones aren't gonna.
I hope the DC ones are monstrous and make Marvel step their game up. And it's not about spending more money. It's about making better movies. Age of Ultron's not a good movie. It's the same movie.
Yeah.
They use the exact same shots as the first one.
Seriously?
Did you finally get to see it?
You can see. No, I haven't seen it. I've just seen the trailers.
Okay.
But you can see the exact same crane shots of Captain America and Thor fighting the robots of Ultron. Like, here's Thor hitting them with his hammer, and there's Captain mowing them down with his shield. And it's the same shots, basically, of the Chitauri. Like, it's like, I love Joss Whedon, but I'm like, man, you kind of sat back and rested on your laurels for some of this. You know, it's the same stuff. Yeah, we got to see the Avengers fight 1,000 robots. Well, is that really that different than watching them fight 1,000 Chitauri? It's the same thing.
I have a feeling Civil War is going to be the sequel we wanted to Avengers.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. The thing about Civil War that disappoints me a bit is the first two caps were so great because they were so different than everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got this mentality that they need to make everything feel like a Marvel movie. And it's like, you don't.
Yeah.
Not all of your books feel like, you know, quote unquote Marvel books. You get different flavors and you get different fan bases because of that. You know, and there are always going to be crossover between them, but don't make everything feel the same. Then it just burns out that much faster. That's why people getting upset about Batman and Superman having a gritty side to it and not being like all happy. I don't want it to look like a Marvel movie. I want it to be very different.
Yeah.
Like, I want it very different.
I wouldn't, truth be told, like, I don't go see a Batman movie to be all happy.
No.
Unicorns. Like, you know what I mean? I want to see...
Unicorns.
Wait, is there a unicorn in the new movie? I'm there.
And here's what I can say. Like, all the naysayers and doubters about the DC movies, and we'll see what happens when they hit. But, you know, for all the naysayers, I look at things like Captain America, who is hands down my favorite Marvel character. And then I look at Ben Affleck as Batman... Only one of those costumes got it right. And it wasn't Cap. In the first Avengers, he looks like a figure skater. He was better off in the first Captain America when he had the big, bulky airman suit type thing.
Yeah.
And he looked good that way. And I liked him in Captain America 2 as well. But there are times in those movies where I'm super happy when his helmet comes off. Because I'm like, he just looks better without the helmet on. The flip side of that is I look at that Affleck suit and all I can think is... If this looks half as good in motion, they've nailed this costume forever.
Not only that, though, but there's a lot of people that say Ben Affleck is probably the perfect Batman.
I think he is. I think he is hands down their best choice.
So it's going to be interesting. Down.
Now, speaking of DC movies, Ryan and I have been talking about this one for years. We finally got some news on it this week. It looks like the Justice League Dark movie might be on again.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I didn't read the article, but I saw that it might be going forward again.
Looks like they got a new...
I actually see that they've cast people, that's when I'll believe it.
Well, I guess they actually got a new producer this time, because Benicio Del Toro is out.
I would have loved...
Guillermo Del Toro.
I would have loved to see his version...
Yeah, I was pretty psyched about that.
...of what he would have brought to the table, because I love his TV show that's on right now, The Strain.
I love the Hellboy movies.
And I don't understand. So, again, off topic, like, just reading from, like, Ron Perlman and that they didn't make enough money, like, I don't know how. Like, I love, like, those are, again, one of those movies that I can watch a couple times a year.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's the impression I've gotten, and that's kind of what they've said. But I've never really looked at the numbers to see what the budget was and how much they made. And and then on top of that, there's all the promotional expenses that a lot of times are not in the budgets.
Well, when we were talking about characters being like not typecast, but just perfect, like Ron Perlman. Again,
he was bang on.
He
was bang on. He was so perfect.
But no, when it comes to Justice League Dark, because I love that series. Like, that's Jay's always wanted me to try to read the regular Justice League. I guess it just doesn't cut it for me. Like the supernatural.
They're very, very different.
Oh, God.
Yeah, very different.
Like, that's what I love about the supernatural aspect. Like, they can actually think, the couple of the series, they go up against the actual Justice League. So.
Yeah.
Which I
kinda cool. So, there is a slight rumor that maybe they'll go after Matt Ryan to play Constantine in this movie.
I think they should. We won't even talk about the Keanu Reeves Constantine.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it.
It's fine. It's a good movie, but. The TV show, which I wish it didn't go off the air, maybe just the night it was played on, just to get enough.
Fridays are never a good time.
Friday was a trouble.
So I think he would be a good addition to the movie. Like, that's what I think movies and TV shows should start doing, is use the same characters. Like, I mean, I know, some, like, the Flash movie that's going to be coming out, they're going with a different Flash, yep. So not Barry Allen.
Nope. Well, we don't know if it's Barry Allen. It's a different actor, though.
Well, I hope it's not going to be the... I don't know.
We'll see. The thing you have to remember is there's downfalls to both. One is that if you look at the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, they are a prime example of the downfalls of it. They don't get to use any of the good villains. None of them. Because they're all earmarked for movies. So the flip side of that is you look at the DC universe, and there's Arrow playing with Ra's al Ghul. You know, if that was Marvel, Ra's al Ghul is not on the table. You know, nope. We used him in Batman. You can't use him. But their mentality is they're separate universes. So, yeah, go ahead. You know, it's like the multiverse in DC. If this is Earth, if the movies are Earth 1, then the TV shows are Earth 2. And so, yes, you can use the Ra's al Ghul. You can use Ra's al Ghul all you want because our Ra's al Ghul is a different guy. Done. It's one of the reasons why when there was the big thing about casting dude who played Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins.
Liam Neeson.
There was all kinds of talk about casting him for Arrow's Ra's al Ghul. And I just kept thinking, that would be so cool, but at the same time, it's a bad move because then it ties it to the Batman Beyond universe. Or not Batman Beyond, Batman Begins universe. The Nolan Batman.
Considering they didn't want Batman to even be brought up on Arrow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So they're keeping it separate for a reason.
Yeah.
And it for the shows, in all honesty, they're better off for it. You know, they get to do what they want, they get to play with what they want, and they don't have to worry about tripping the movie makers and getting in their way. So, you know, Deadshot was on Arrow, and he's in the Suicide Squad movie. Two completely different actors, up two completely different colors.
Cool. So it's actually turning out to be longer than I thought. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk comics.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Hey, we're back here at Sketchbook Comics. I'm here with Ryan and Case 2 and the man himself, Jeff. And what have you been reading these days, Jeff?
I don't know, but during the break, Ryan broke the toilet.
Oh.
Damn it, Ryan.
You're such a dick.
Oh, Firefly.
Nick Firefly broke it.
I didn't use any washroom.
Now, we walked...
with your mind.
With his... with mind bullets. When we walked in here...
Kinesis?
When we walked in here, you had mentioned you had read the new Iron Man and the new Spider-Man.
I have.
What are your thoughts on that?
I've done Spider-Man. I thought it was fun. After, you know, reading Spider-Man for many, many, many years of hard luck Spider-Man, it's kind of nice to see him get ahead and be successful. At the same time, it takes something away from him. You know, hard luck Parker is kind of the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And so having him effectively be Steve Jobs now is odd, and it's a weird feel. Now, they may very well be setting him up to just lose it all and go back to being hard luck, and I'm sure at some point that's exactly what will happen, you know, be it a year from now, be it 15 years from now. But it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. There's a couple beats to it I thought felt a little too much like Batman Incorporated, but for the most part, we'll see how it goes.
Well, I was just thinking, like, we already have Batman, we already have Iron Man, we have enough
rich
multi-millionaire superheroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter Parker's supposed to be our
poor
everyday
man that everybody can relate to, and nobody can relate to him now. So yeah, it takes a little bit away from him. Iron Man was, I'm not a big Iron Man comic book guy, but it was cool. It's Bendis, so not a ton happens in the first issue. He goes on a date where, you know, he's trying to pick up this girl who's basically just as smart as him, and she tells him about something that she's created accidentally that she kind of keeps to herself and can't release to the world, and she tells you in the book what it is, and it's actually pretty cool.
Now, I heard he's bringing in Mary Jane Watson as a supporting
member. I keep telling people, you know, if you're reading Spider-Man or Iron Man, you're probably going to want to read the other at some point because, yeah, the rumor is that Mary Jane is going to be a cast member of the Iron Man book.
Yeah.
And then the flip side of that is in Spider-Man, in Amazing Spider-Man, they're constantly referring to Peter as the poor man's Tony Stark. So at some point, my expectation is we'll see Parker Industries and Stark clash to some degree. Clash or team up or whatever. But there's a lot of space there for them to just very organically do a crossover. And let's be honest, Marvel will force a crossover down your throat in the most inorganic situations. So they will absolutely take advantage of an organic one like that.
Cool.
But yeah, they were good. Batman and Robin Eternal came out this week. It was phenomenal. Oh my God, I love that book. Okay. It was so, so good. But being a big Dick Grayson fan, yeah, him being the main character of the book, I'm 100% down with that.
Cool. That's the new weekly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Midnighter came out this week. Another one of my favorite books right now. Grayson and Midnighter from DC are probably my two favorites. And Batman and Robin Eternal might be right up there with them. They're both so good. I read Doctor Strange, too. Doctor Strange Jason Aaron and Chris Pachalo. For starters, the art is just phenomenal. It's Chris Pachalo. The whole thing is interesting to look at. From first page to the last, you can't not enjoy the art. Mm-hmm. The writing... It looks like they're trying to take him in an interesting direction. I don't want to say too much because it'll spoil a lot.
Oh, why does he have an axe?
From what I remember the book, he only has the axe on the cover.
Oh, okay.
He does pull a sword a couple of times, but it just appears to be something that he just kind of whips out of the air and uses it, given the situation. So I'm good with that. The idea of him just carrying a big axe around all the time didn't sit well with me. But so far, yes, it's Doctor Strange is seeming very, very interesting.
Okay.
I dug it enough that I was like, yeah, I'm back for this. And I'm one of those guys who every time Doctor Strange has a new book, I hope it'll be good, and I'm always let down. This time I wasn't.
Oh, good.
So now we'll just see what happens with Black Knight, because he's the other character I always look forward to his books, and then they're always garbage.
Yeah, he's got the new one coming out, right.
Yeah, November, I think, it's Black Knight.
Cool. I was just thinking back the other day, I don't know why I was thinking about it. Do you remember the Avengers from, I guess, circa the early 90s, where they were all wearing leather jackets?
Yes.
Even the Black Knight and cap?
Yeah, that made no sense.
Hercules, he had a leather jacket and, you know, no pants.
Yeah. And Cap had a leather jacket over his costume.
Yeah. I have to admit, stuff from the 80s, like, looking back. So
this is the 90s, dude. This is the 90s?
Yeah, well, yeah, those aluminum foil.
Leather jackets were the 90s.
Those big aluminum foil covers. And
like, I just remember, like, having the few comics. I wasn't as a collector as I am now. And then when Jay getting me back in a few years ago, just looking at now, just funny how far they've come along. Like, I guess trying to be hip with the times, like...
I guess.
One of my favorite things of the 90s was it was a small company, and they did a book called The Protectors. And I loved it. It was a great little superhero book, and one of their cover gimmicks was, we're going to shoot a hole through the comic. We're gonna shoot a hole with a bullet through the comic so that there's a hole in every comic.
Like a legit bullet hole.
And then the book showed up, and all I could think was, a bullet's not just going to make a perfect hole right through the middle of the comic. Right where you set up a hole to be, because the panels aren't punched in, and nothing was. There was the occasional piece of art that had a bullet hole in, like had the hole in it. I'm like, yeah, you clearly drilled all of these. These were all die cut. You know, there's nothing. No bullets were used in the making of these bullet covers. That was always my favorite, though.
That's funny.
I like the idea of the leather jacket over his costume, though.
Yes,
it's very
90s.
It's
that's what you're looking for.
No, it's very trick or treat.
Well, yes.
Trick or treat in the North.
Yes.
Yeah. And they all had the big Avengers A on the back of them.
Yeah, it got a little cold. That's a cap put a jacket on.
Yeah. I don't know what Hercules' excuse was then, because, like I said, he had no pants, but he had a leather jacket.
He clearly wasn't cold, but. Yeah, I remember that very clearly. It was a terrible time for the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
That was right around the same time that Gilgamesh was an Avenger and Dr. Druid.
Dr. Druid, yeah. And Reed Richards for a little bit there, too.
Yeah, Reed and Invisible Woman, yeah.
Gilgamesh, wasn't he the guy from the Smurfs?
Gargamel.
Close.
Gargamel, nice.
Gilgamesh, though, Gargamel would have been a better choice, let's be honest. Gilgamesh is terrible.
Yeah, it was a sad, sad time in Avengers history.
It was when they went, let's put another god in, like a demigod in, but not Hercules. We've already got Hercules and Thor. Who else could we use?
Oh, they had Crystal.
We'll make him an Avenger. Everybody will love him. Or not.
I think they killed him off not too long after that. Spoiler.
I'm pretty sure they killed off Dr. Druid
in the last while.
It's funny, like, out of all the demigods or gods you could pick, I've never even heard of Gilgamesh.
There's good reason why. So.
Yeah. His myth wasn't that exciting, apparently.
Well, now that we've talked about the Avengers and their leather jackets and all sorts of comics that you should buy, Jeff.
And not buy.
Yes. Thanks for having us in the store again, Jeff, and talking to us, and for selling Ryan everything in the store. And
pretty much. And I'm going to go call a plumber now, have him fix the toilet.
Yeah. I did not break it. I would have pissed in my pants.
This is going to be a good one to edit, that's for sure.
Leave it all in.
All right. So, yeah, come on down to Sketchbook Comics. They've got everything. They've got Samurai Star Wars figures.
Not so much anymore.
Ryan cleared them out.
One down, one more to go.
Cool. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.